Dude, I'm telling you, Star Trek shields are far superior to anything seen in the Star Wars universe. Not a single one of their weapons, besides maybe the Death Star, would be effective against something like the Enterprise.
No. Star Wars weapons are far stronger than Star Trek shields. They literally have ion disruptors, which just straight up negate shielding. Plus, they can casually glass a planet with a single Star Destroyer faster than any Star Trek ship could with their wimpy phases. Hi, I'm your host, William Moore, and the argument you just heard is a recreation of a talk some of my buddies had not that long ago. Side note, both of my friends were wrong, as a fight between the Star Trek and Star Wars universes would come down to a war of attrition rather than a war won by technology. In case you couldn't tell by everything else said so far, I'm a massive nerd, and I'd like to share a shorthand tale of how I got to be the super nerd that I am today. Also, I'd like to share a little knowledge of the various shows I still watch in the hopes that something being said catches your attention and possibly gives you a new show you can go watch yourself. My journey to nerddom started way back when I was just a toddler. Back then, DVDs were just starting to become mainstream, and we only had the one TV set in my house with a VHS system hooked up to it. My mother had loved Star Wars when she was growing up as a teenager, and by the time she'd become an adult, she had bought all the original trilogy on VHS. After she showed me the movies for the first time, I knew I was in love with the series. In fact, I watched the three Star Wars tapes we owned so much that my mother ended up buying me my own TV and giving me the VHS set, so that she could literally watch anything else besides Star Wars. In the years between elementary school to middle school, I had watched Star Wars so much that I could nearly quote the entirety of the first movie, A New Hope. Then, not long after hitting middle school, I gained some similarly nerdy friends who introduced me to two new sci-fi shows, which happened to be named Doctor Who and Star Trek. Back in middle school, I didn't realize that most grown fans of Star Wars and Star Trek are stuck in this weird fan war with both sides arguing which show was better. I was simply too busy being awestruck by the fact that there was more sci-fi shows that felt similar to Star Wars. So I spent the better part of my middle school years learning everything I could about Star Trek and Doctor Who, becoming just as well read on those two shows as I had been with Star Wars. The shows I've named so far are fairly mainstream and super popular as far as I'm aware, but I should still probably give everyone a little bit of context as to what each show is like in case you haven't heard of them. Star Wars was created by one George Lucas and is pretty much a giant space opera. Star Wars is centered on a character named Luke Skywalker and his quest to become a Jedi, which is basically a space wizard. He becomes a space wizard to face off against the corrupt Darth Vader and to help the Rebel Alliance overthrow the evil Empire. Star Trek took a more slice-of-life approach to the sci-fi series, with their numerous TV shows, my favorite of which is Star Trek: The Next Generation. Star Trek: The Next Generation centers around the stories of the USS Enterprise and her mission to explore strange new worlds and civilizations. Plus, that show had Patrick Stewart as one of its leading actors, so of course it was going to be good. Lastly, there was Doctor Who, which casually shifts between feeling like a grand space opera and having these nice little slice-of-life character-driven episodes. The Doctor Who series' main focus is on a character known as the Doctor, who's a time-traveling alien that just happens to look human. The majority of the show is meant to explore the various shenanigans one can get up to while time-traveling. After learning a crap ton about the three aforementioned shows, I entered high school, where I met my current friend group and I was once again introduced to even more sci-fi shows, with the classicals Stargate SG-1 and the gritty Warhammer 40K series being added to the list of sci-fi series I enjoy. Even now, after exiting high school, I still find my interest in sci-fi TV shows and movies growing as my horizons expand to older sci-fi shows such as Battlestar Galactica, Firefly, and The Twilight Zone. I'd happily give a brief over of the five shows I just mentioned, but that would take quite a while. The important note I want to leave off on is that being a fan of anything may be time-consuming, but it's usually well worth it, as having that kind of knowledge can lead you to discovering new friends, or it can inspire you to try new things you wouldn't have otherwise. For example, my interest in Star Wars since childhood got me really into the idea of getting into a lightsaber battle. That interest, combined with getting in with the nerdy groups here at West Liberty, eventually got me to join the West Liberty Fencing Club, and now as a result of that, I've gotten myself another really big friend group who I can hang out with once a week and get some exercise for free when we beat each other up with swords. Well, that's pretty much all I've gotten to tell. My journey to nerddom is, as I said, ever expanding. I hope you guys find some sort of similar journey to take yourselves on, to broaden your horizons, and see what fun shenanigans you can get up to.